This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump dangled a promise to restore normal life to a weary, fearful nation Friday as he looked to campaign past the political damage of the coronavirus pandemic. Speaking in Minnesota in his third rally of the day, Trump criticized state and local officials who said he had to have a limited-sized, socially distanced rally instead of the mass crowds he prefers. Democratic challenger and former Vice President Joe Biden was also speaking in Minnesota, criticizing Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic that has infected more than 9 million people in the United States and killed more than 229,000. Both candidates plan to stay on the campaign trail until Election Day. More than 86 million Americans have already cast their ballots. A strong earthquake struck Friday in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos, killing at least 19 people and injuring more than 700 amid collapsed buildings and flooding. A small tsunami struck south of Izmir, the city in western Turkey that was the worst affected by the quake. At least 17 people died in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city, including one person who drowned. 709 were injured, according to Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Presidency. The earthquake, which the Kandil Institute said had a magnitude of 6.9, struck at 11 hours 51 UTC in Turkey. Search and rescue efforts continue in at least 17 buildings. Turkish media showed rescuers pulling people from the rubble, including one survivor who was found 6 hours after the quake. Emergency teams continued digging after nightfall, and cranes lifted concrete slabs from the wreckage. This is VOA News.